Well, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
You get to hear a few different voices this week, with Steve being out on the road. A few weeks ago, he told us, suggested to us, that we read Ezra. So I thought we'd go to Ezra 7. Now, after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra the son of Sariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shalem, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Mariath, the son of Zariah, the son of Uzi, the son of Bukki, the son of Abishui, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, the chief priest. Ezra was a priest of the line of Aaron. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his request, according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. And there went up some of the children of Israel, and of the priests, and the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the Nethinims, unto Jerusalem in the seventh year of Artaxerxes the king. And he came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king. For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. This was at the time when Artaxerxes was one of those who said, go back and build the temple. And so you had a bunch of folks leave Babylon to go to Jerusalem to do that. And Ezra has a few good testimonies. Just here in these few verses we've read, somebody whose faith is worth noting and following. He was a ready scribe of the law of Moses, which refers to his being diligent, hasty, ready, skillful. So he had studied. He studied the law of the Lord. He studied the Lord's word. Which the Lord God of Israel had given. Ezra was a man who was pleasing to the Lord. And we know that because he was a ready scribe of the Lord's word. How to please the Lord is to search out his word. Excuse me. And to know it, to be skillful in it. And the king had granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. He went to the king with requests, and the king said, go ahead. It took him four months to get to Jerusalem from when he left, according to the good hand of his God upon him. You know, when you're a servant of the Lord, when you set your heart to serve him, everything that you need to accomplish what he has for you to do, he will give you. He will give you the time. He will give you the right place. He will give you the right people. Steve, as we know, is on a trip. On Sunday, just before dinner, probably 4 o'clock, he went to go take a prayer walk. There were some things going on he needed to lift up to the Lord and see where the Lord would have him, how he would have him deal with them. He came back and he came and called me aside and he said, I'm driving east tomorrow. And he left, and the night, at the end of his driving time that night, not in the middle of the interstate, but right there where there was a picnic sign, the van stopped working. He pulled into the picnic sign, said, I'll deal with it in the morning. And he went to sleep. And in the morning, he woke up and it didn't work. So he got assistance from, you know, roadside assistance, whoever they were. And he didn't get to leave until today, which meant that the Lord was able to bless him with rest, which he needed because he has been working very hard. So when you are on doing something that your heart is to serve the Lord, your desire is to delight yourself in him, he makes sure that all the things are taken care of that you need to accomplish his will. And when you find yourself battling and fighting and frustrated, it should be a little warning bell that you're trying to do something that isn't what the Lord has for you to do. Quite possibly. I used to find this a lot with having little children when they were smaller than they are now. When I was frustrated, it was because I wasn't doing what was right in the Lord for them at that moment. They were interfering with what I had to do, what I thought I was supposed to be doing. So, you know, something to keep in mind. Ezra arrived according to the good hand of his God upon him. And the verse that really stood out to me, the one verse in the whole book of Ezra, was verse 10. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. And we've heard for a long time, as long as pretty much any of us have been around in this ministry, we've heard about the word and what it says and what to do. That's, you know, Ezra preparing his heart to seek the law of the Lord. The things that Steve has been talking about in various other preachings in the last few months have been the next section, and to do it. We've heard it. It's time to work. It's time to actually put into action and do the things that we have heard, that we have been taught, that we know. We can't just stand here and say, we've got to go out. You know, we've got to do this. No, we have to do it. And to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. And those things come from preparing your heart, seeking the Lord, seeking his word, knowing his word. And what did it say back there in verse 6? He was a ready scribe, being ready, knowing the Lord. We've heard the word. We know it. And you know what? If you don't use something, it kind of gets stale and musty. And the Lord's going to use people who have heard it and are ready and willing to go forward. We need to be that people, individually, and then as a body as well. I'm done.